Good morning, friend. I'm Pastor Carl Rockroar of Zion Lutheran Church in Ridgeville Corners, Ohio. You are invited to join me for our morning meditation. This week, we are considering a passage from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. This is often called the Great Commission, in which Jesus, having risen from the dead, blessed and directed his people before he ascended into heaven. Today we consider verse 17, which reads, "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted." What a strange mix of reactions in this verse. The risen Jesus appears to the disciples. Some worship Jesus, yet there is also doubt. The word here, worshipped, means a complete devotion, a complete acknowledgement that Jesus is God and worships him as God. Not just a great or wise man, but they worshipped Jesus as God. But some doubted, Matthew wrote. We are not told in what way they doubted. Did they not believe this was really Jesus? Did some doubt that Jesus was God? Did some doubt in that they were afraid and confused? Bible scholars don't agree on the exact meaning of some doubted. It could be this or that. But you and I are the same today, aren't we? At times we are absolutely sure in our faith in God. Our emotions and intellect and intuition are all lined up. Then there are times of depression or fear or intellectual doubts or pressure from other people to doubt God's grace and his power in our lives. Who can explain exactly all the chaos that can go on in our minds and hearts when we doubt? We just doubt. Over and over again, the Bible teaches us that it is not our emotions and our thinking and our actions that save us. What saves us is the reliability of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 states, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Jesus calls us to trust not in our strength, but in his constant forgiveness, love, and peace. We pray, "Dear Lord Jesus, too often I doubt. I doubt that you are with me. I doubt that you forgive me. I doubt that you can help me. Be with me today. Take away my doubts. Help me to rely on you as my divine truth, my comfort and friend. In your name I pray. Amen."